talking about the glory. It's, well, I'll just start with this church right here. This is the second add-on since Chip and Candace have been pastors. But some people back in the late 60s or early 70s built that church, and it was associated with the Friends denomination. Now, there's a woman, Rachel Tiefenthaler. Oh, brother. You talk about somebody that could pray heaven and earth together. There she is. My Jesus. She just usually talked like this until the Lord came on her. Wow! Well, Rachel, her mother was an Assemblies of God preacher, and Rachel lived in Texas, Dallas, Texas, and the Lord said, oh, what a prayer she is. Some of you prayed with her. Charm, you all prayed with her, quite a lot of you. But anyway, how many knew Rachel personally? Stand up. Or you were affected by her praying in a prayer meeting. Oh, dear Father, my, my. So Rachel's down in Texas, and her husband's an alcoholic, Horace. He later changed, became a wonderful, wonderful man of God. But at that time, he wasn't, and he had three broken ribs from a bar fight. And she'd often, the Lord would show him her where he was, and she'd go in and pull him out. But she was a prayer. And the Lord said, there is a church in the Tulsa area I want you to birth. So move up there. Well, when Horace told her, he said, I had three broken ribs. And he said it was like there was a three-way conversation. She'd hear from God. She'd tell me. And we didn't really have the money to move, but somebody gave them the truck to move. And he said, Rachel and I, with me with three broken ribs, we even loaded the washer and dryer. And so they come up to the Tulsa area, and they're going to find this church. And the Lord said, I want you to birth a church that in the end of days, I think he called it last days to her, will follow the Holy Spirit and not man. But it has to be birthed in the Spirit. So she came. And she started going to Tulsa, and she thought, sure be an Assemblies of God church. So she visited every Assemblies of God church in Tulsa. And the Lord said, no, not the place. She visited. It was like, you never play, you hide something, you say, warmer, warmer, colder, colder. So it was like that, and she figured out it was Collinsville. So she drives up to the Assemblies of God church here. No. So she starts visiting every other church. No. She drives out here on this hill, and at that time, they were meeting in a little white house. They didn't quite yet have the brick church. And the Lord said, this is the place. Rachel said, this can't be the place. Friends depend on the Spirit to move. And if the Spirit didn't move them, they didn't move. They just sat there. Cooper Beatty is the pastor. And so she comes, and they build a brick church. And Cooper said that he thought she had a bladder problem because over there in that church over there, the Spirit would come on Rachel. I mean, when the Spirit came on Rachel, you wanted to move out of the way. Chip was a little boy growing up, and if the Spirit started moving on Rachel, he and Rachel's grandson got out of there. They didn't know what in the world she'd liable to reveal. But anyway, she'd get up and she'd go back to the bathroom where she could pray. And so that's what Cooper Beatty thought. He was not yet Spirit-filled. He was not yet, of course, a teacher at Rhema. And so she just got where she couldn't stand it any longer. And so she decided she'd go down to the Assemblies of God church here in town. So she goes down to the Assemblies of God church, and she got so sick in that congregation she thought she was going to die. And the Lord said to her, You're completely out of my will, and you're in this place, and the devil's going to kill you right here this Sunday morning. You're going to die if you don't get out here and go back up that church. She gathered up her stuff, and she got back up here to this church. And she said, Lord, I'm so lonely. He said, did you ever hear about, you ever think about praying someone in? So she started praying someone in. The next Sunday, Kent and I had been going to a church over a charismatic church in Tulsa that got off. quite a few of them did in those days. It was a great move of God. So if the devil can't lick the church, he joins it. So that church was getting off. And Brother Hagin didn't have a church yet. I was working for Brother Hagin. And somebody told me, you know, there's a church in Collinsville, our town, where you can raise your hands. That's a big deal, just to raise your hands. So the next Sunday morning, after Rachel prayed somebody in, Kent and I and our four little ducklings walked in the back. And the Lord said, there they are. I'd say the church was about 40 people. The adult Sunday school class was 8 people in the choir loft with the teacher. And so Kent and I went there. And, you know, we're used to paying our tithes, and we put in this tithe, and we're Baptists. We pay tithes. So we're sitting there, and Rachel's son is there. Rachel's son. And he, Wayne Tiefenteller. How many knew Wayne? He graduated of the second class of Rainbow. But Wayne at that time, when he was a boy growing up, here is Wayne. He's sitting there in the class. He's got 2 broken arms when casts. And he said, I want to give a testimony. He's 8 people in the choir loft. Kent and I are 2 of them. There's 6, and then there's a teacher. And he said, I want to give a testimony. I want you to know that God always collects on his vows. When I was a boy, 12 years old, in a revival meeting, I made a promise to God I'd never go to the picture show. And if I did, he could break both my arms. And he said, but when I was 18, there was a movie came out about football, and I went to it. Well, I'm 36 now, but you can see the Lord didn't forget, and he's broke both my arms. Now, Wayne had been backslidden big time. And just the Sunday before, he'd gotten back to God. Cooper was preaching, and he didn't even wait till Cooper was through. He got down there and just made things right with God. Now he's in the Sunday school class. He's testifying. Kent is poking me, jabbing me with his elbow. That means keep quiet. Don't say a word. We will leave, and we will never come back, but don't say anything. But stars were in my eyes. I was working for Brother Hagin, and I had just finished the book, Don't Blame God. And I said, Brother, that wasn't the Lord that broke both of your arms. That was a little boy's foolish vow. And now that you come back to God, the devil's trying to make you think that. And I basically preached, Don't Blame God. Which I just learned the week before. But I didn't tell them that. So the Sunday school teacher raised his hands and said, Marvin Adams. He said, I nominate this woman to be the Sunday school teacher. Wayne said, I second the motion. That's how friends do things, kind of like that, you know. One person who doesn't have any authority is the pastor, right? So anyway, one day I said to the Lord, people know how long they've been in the ministry. How do you figure it? I don't know how long I've been in the ministry. He said, from that day. That was the day when you started your ministry. So that was about 1973, and it's charismatic days, and the sun is shining and the birds are singing and we've got 8 people in the Sunday school class, and whatever I learned the week before, I teach it at the Sunday school class. And the Sunday school class starts growing, and one side of the church fills up, and then the other side of the church fills up, and we got 200 people in that Sunday school class. And Lee and Jan came to go to that Sunday school class. What a time we had. Hallelujah, glory be to God. It was amazing. It was wondrous. And so in 1975, things happened that we parted from the friends. And we parted friends with the friends. We paid them for the church they'd already paid for. And then they put all the money in missions. And then we became this ministry. Lee and Jan, my husband Kent and I, went out to a, you've heard the story if you go to church here, out to a picnic table on the Lake Ulaga and prayed about what God wanted us to do. And he led us to start this church under our ministry. And so I chose the name because of the revelation that God was giving me. And it was a revelation with visions. I've never had so many visions about a revelation as that. And the revelation, this is the key scripture of it. I preached this for years and years. Ephesians 5:25 in the King James, that he might present her, it should be her, no, just to himself. Maybe it's 27. Maybe I gave you the wrong scripture. We'll just start here. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. Next verse. That he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. And if you read it in any other translation, you're going to see it's her and she. So at that time, in the charismatic move, which was so glorious, and if you've never been part of a move, it's quite different. But error was trying to come in. And there was a big teaching going around that the church now, we were going to have to go down and live in like rabbit holes. And we had to buy from this certain magazine, Survival Food. One lady told me she had a basement full of it for 40 years. You had to get that survival food from them, and you had to have a kerosene stove. And you're going to survive. But that wasn't what I was hearing from the prophets that I believed. That wasn't what I was hearing from Brother Hagin. That wasn't what I was hearing from Sister Wilkerson. Thank God he took me to Brother Hagin, or I could have been right in the middle of all the error. I heard that there's going to come a great move of God, like one we have never seen. People's faces are going to be shining with the glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord will be in the streets. And people will come in the back door and they won't have an arm and it'll grow on. And they won't have a leg and it'll grow on. Hallelujah.
Join Dr. Billy Brim and the Worldwide Prayers every Wednesday at noon Central for a time of Spirit-led prayer. This gathering is held on the beautiful landscape of Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. You are invited to attend in person or our live stream at billybrim.org.
3B Eyes Course, Women and the Word of God, will take you through the lives and eyes of biblical women, highlighting their callings, anointings, and the miracles performed through them to help establish the modern church. This course will uncover the flawed basis of a doctrine that unjustly silenced many women for ages. This journey is for women and men to understand true unity. Enroll today at BillyBrimBibleInstitute.com.
Thank you for joining us today for the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. You can connect with us on all social media at Dr. Billy Brim, snail mail, Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or billybrim.org, 1-800-972-3447. Again, shalom, shalom.